welcome to Asset Protection Today with attorney Bill Alexander. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. We're doing the program via Zoom today, so we'll sound just a little bit different than normal. But Bill, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are, Jason.
Yeah, can't complain. You know, I always enjoy our time together, Bill, because I always learn something new.
Well, hope so. That's what we're trying to do, is to educate folks and have a little fun doing it. So that's a good thing. Today, I want to talk about the world of irrevocable trusts. So many folks think that an irrevocable trust, because it's irrevocable, it cannot be changed in any way, shape, or form. And actually, that is not true if the trust is created in a way that gives flexibility to it. And quite frankly, there are lots of different ways that you can actually do that. The person who creates a trust, an irrevocable trust, as the grantor can, for instance, reserve the right to change who the trustee is. You know, so if the grantor doesn't like what the trustee is doing in terms of making distributions or the investments, the grantor can change that trustee just by saying, "You're fired, I'm hiring somebody else." Grantor can retain the right to control the investments of a trust. Now, generally speaking, with most irrevocable trusts, the grantor cannot control the distributions, but the grantor can control who the trustee is. So that makes a big difference. The grantor can retain certain types of what's called powers of appointment, and even change who the ultimate beneficiary might be for the trust. So what I'm getting at is there are lots and lots of retained powers that a grantor can control, and also can appoint in essence, what we normally call a trust protector, who can make even further changes to the trust in cases there are changes in tax laws or changes in administrative needs of a trust, or can correct errors, or can even toggle certain kinds of things inside the trust, where you have an independent person who can do that on your family's behalf. Certainly the most common trust we do is not an irrevocable trust. It's actually a revocable trust that can be changed at any time. But for most of the ones that we do, it becomes irrevocable at some point. Typically, when one of the spouses dies, will create an irrevocable trust for their spouse, and even more often will create an irrevocable trust for each of their children. And so there are lots of reasons to do that. And most of these trusts are created as asset protection trusts to protect our children from bad things that could happen to them. So the point is that there are lots of things that you can do with trusts. And of course, there's another thing too that so many folks don't realize, and that is our income tax code is different from our estate tax code. And so as a result, you can create trust. I mean, a good trust lawyer can create a trust that an irrevocable trust that is included in your estate or excluded from your estate. And oftentimes it's helpful, particularly for very wealthy families, to do planning where you're having a trust that is excluded from your estate. It's, in other words, after you created it, you file a gift tax return and you get it out of your estate. But you have provisions in it where you're still paying the income taxes on the trust. Now, that's something that only very wealthy folks would do. But when you pay the income tax, that's not an additional gift to your children, which can be very helpful to reduce your estate a little bit and end up pushing more of your property to your children and grandchildren. So, but the point is that because the income tax code and the estate tax code don't merge, they're not the same and there are conflicts in them, it gives a good trust attorney the ability to tailor an irrevocable trust in any way which is in the best interest of the family. So anyway, I wanted to, as we get into it, talk about different kinds of irrevocable trusts that we recommend from time to time, other than our normal revocable trusts. And so it's a matter of, you know, most folks are not overly familiar with trusts. And have some confusion about them, but trusts are pretty easy in essence because all they are is an agreement. Anyway, I want to talk about some of the irrevocable trusts that are out there and give folks opportunities to use them for purposes that can help their family.
That's the name of the game, and being able to help our families and make sure that we've got the best planning possible is what we're all interested in, I would think. And if you would like to schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, you can talk to the team at WG Alexander & Associates. Go to WGALaw.com. There you can find plenty of information about scheduling an appointment. You can find information as well about their free webinars that they do the second Wednesday of every month. There's two webinars that are happening on Wednesday, August 14th. I'm jumping ahead in the calendar here. You can learn about long-term care assistance. This deals with Medicaid, VA benefits, forms of financial assistance for families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. And there's also a session dedicated to trusts as well as asset protection. So if you're interested in what the discussion that we're having today, I would highly recommend that you sign up for that afternoon webinar on Wednesday, August 14th. It's free to do so. There's no cost associated with the webinars. All you have to do is register for free in advance. You can do that by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button at the top of the page. WGALaw.com is the place to go, or call 919-256-7000. 919-256-7000. We're taking a short break, but we'll be back with more. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more about WG Alexander & Associates, their free webinars, learn more about long-term care assistance, as well as asset protection and trust planning by going to WGALaw.com and clicking on the seminars button at the top of the page. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander joining us via Zoom today, and we're talking all about irrevocable trusts. And Bill, you were just before the break discussing the types of irrevocable trusts that tend to be most popular.
Well, there are lots and lots of irrevocable trusts, but one that we recommend actually pretty often, particularly for our senior clients who are worried about long-term care, and particularly in the situation where one or both spouses are frail and basically without, in most cases, number one rule is take care of each other, stay at home as long as possible, and that sort of thing. But oftentimes, when one spouse dies or becomes incapacitated, the other spouse can't manage. They need the help of one or more of the children or a sibling or someone other, because they can't do it themselves. And so oftentimes we recommend, in a will-based situation, not what we call a living trust, but a will-based trust, a testamentary trust, we recommend a supplemental needs trust. And it's similar to a special needs trust, but a supplemental needs trust is created for an adult who couldn't manage for themselves. And so we do this for long-term care planning, for Medicaid planning, because if a spouse dies, leaving all the property into a supplemental needs trust, then everything that goes into the supplemental needs trust, number one, is non-countable for Medicaid, so it's exempt assets. There's no five-year look back. There's no penalty or sanction for creating the supplemental needs trust. The supplemental needs trust is unlimited in terms of how much money or property it can hold. And everything in the supplemental needs trust is available to take care of the beneficiary. In other words, the surviving spouse is the sole beneficiary. And then at the death of the surviving spouse, then everything in the trust can then be distributed to the children or grandchildren without any kind of Medicaid estate recovery or being potential place for creditors to get any of that money. It's protected. It's asset protected. And it's really a good trust for some of our seniors to use as an asset protection tool, and one that works with Medicaid, particularly if the surviving spouse will potentially need long-term care in a facility such as a nursing home or even in assisted living or memory care, because that kind of trust can make a big difference. Another will-based trust that it is one we recommend frequently would be for a married couple with young children. You know, the concern there is not if one spouse dies, although I shouldn't say it's not a concern. It is a concern, but it's not about who's going to take care of the minor children under those circumstances. But if they both should fall prey to an accident together, then most parents do worry about and want to make decisions based on, okay, who's going to take care of our children? Who's going to actually take them in? Who's going to be responsible for their money and property that we have that we will leave for their benefit? And so oftentimes, we will create what's called a common pot trust for children. We'll make a recommendation in our will as to who should be the guardian, the person who takes in our children and takes care of them personally. And then we should have a trust that's created for our children. So that a trustee, and we create these trusts to be like what I call parental trust. So to make distributions consistent with the way the parents would actually support their children before they go to school, while they're in school, while they're in college, and then have a distribution scheme for when the youngest child has gotten through college and whatever other education that the parents want to make sure is paid for through the trust. So those are two very important types of irrevocable trust that are created in a will. Now, you hope that they're never needed. But the fact is, if you have them and things don't go the way you hope they go, then they're really important, helpful to make sure that your children or your surviving spouse is taken care of the way they need to be taken care of in the best possible way.
Again, that's a goal that we all have, to make sure that those that we love are taken care of. And if an irrevocable trust sounds like something that you would like a part of your plans, you can go to WGALaw.com and get a hold of the team at WG Alexander and Associates. Schedule an appointment to speak with an elder law attorney. You can also find information at WGALaw.com related to their free webinars. The next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, August 14th. Learn more about asset protection and trust planning, as well as long-term care assistance, financial assistance for families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. Learn more about Medicaid, VA benefits, and all these webinars that we're discussing, the two happening on Wednesday, August 14th. They're free to attend. There's no cost associated with them. It's just a wonderful educational opportunity for you to learn more from Bill and the team at WG Alexander and Associates. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. A quick break and back with more on irrevocable trusts. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be back after this. Listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. You can learn more about WG Alexander and Associates by going to WGALaw.com. Find information there about their free webinars. Next set of webinars is happening on Wednesday, August 14th. If you would like to learn more about long-term care assistance, very helpful for those who are interested in learning more about Medicaid, VA benefits, financial assistance for those families who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. It's really valuable information, and information that is hard to come by because of the fact that there's so much misinformation related to Medicaid especially. So we highly encourage anyone who's in a position where they have a family member who is dealing with a long-term care crisis, or maybe you feel like that may be something coming up later down the road that you want to be prepared for, I highly recommend that you attend the free webinars put on by WG Alexander and Associates. You can go to WGALaw.com to register for free to attend. Click on that seminars button at the top of the page at WGALaw.com to learn more. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander, and Bill, we're talking all things irrevocable trusts. We've gone over a few that are pretty common in your practice. Let's get to some more.
Well, actually, I suspect that the most common irrevocable trust that is created as a living trust, in other words, it's not a part of our will, it's something that we create now while we're alive, it is an islet. That's an irrevocable life insurance trust. In other words, it is a trust that we create to hold a large life insurance policy. Now, almost everybody knows that life insurance is a protected asset. And when it is distributed as a death benefit, there is no income tax to the beneficiary of your policy. But what a lot of folks don't know is that your policy, the value of the policy at your death, is included in your estate for estate tax purposes. So the fact is that folks that have a larger estate, you know, $5 or $6 million or more, and have a life insurance policy that's significant. Now, by significant, I mean a policy that might be $500,000 or $1 million or more. That type of policy should always be in an irrevocable life insurance trust so that the policy is not included in your estate upon your death. And of course, when you have an islet holding a policy, the death benefit is still not taxable to your children or your spouse as the beneficiary of the policy. So it's outside of your estate, and that is extraordinarily meaningful. Now, one of the fun things, I mean, by fun, things that we need to educate you on, with a life insurance trust is that in order to fund the trust, you have to use what's called crummy letters. Now, when I say crummy letters, doesn't mean that the letter is a crummy thing. It means that Mr. Crummy was the one who actually sued the Internal Revenue Service because the Internal Revenue Service didn't like what he was doing. And what he did was genius. He actually gave his children, the beneficiaries, the ability to claim the money that he was paying to the trustee to pay the premiums on his life insurance policy. In other words, the trustee wrote a letter to the children saying, you have 30 days to ask for this money. And if you ask for it, I will send you a check. I will send you that money. But if you don't ask for it, then I'm going to use it to pay the premium for this big life insurance policy. Well, the fact is that why is that important? It's important because when you contribute money to an irrevocable trust, it's considered a future interest gift. And most of us know that we can make a gift to anybody we want to of up to $18,000 per year and not have to file a gift tax return. And we have to pay no tax on that gift, that transfer. But the fact is that $18,000 a year exemption or exclusion only applies to present interest gifts. So if I write you a check for $18,000 and say, here it is, Jason, that's a present interest gift because you can put it in the bank and use it right away. But when I give that money to a trust that's irrevocable, that's not money that you can use right away. So it's considered a future interest gift. Well, what Mr. Crummy did was give the children the ability to claim that money for a short period of time. And then if they didn't claim it within that period of time, then that benefit expired, and then the trustee could go ahead and pay the premiums on the policy. Well, that short period of time, the IRS didn't like it, but Mr. Crummy won in court, and the court did say that he converted a future interest gift to a present interest gift so he could use his exclusion for annual gifting so that he didn't have to file a gift tax return and he didn't have to pay any tax on funding the policy. So those crummy letters are pretty darn important. to make sure that your ILIT works, because if the Internal Revenue Service audits an ILIT, they're not looking at the trust agreement. They're looking at the administration of the trust. In other words, were these letters sent every year and received and signed and waived and that sort of thing. And so it's really important for folks who have an irrevocable life insurance trust that they make sure that the administration of that trust is done properly every time of money is contributed to the trust. And most of the time, these trusts are created where there's one gift per year, but that's not true always. Sometimes people need to pay premiums, every month or four times a year, quarterly, that or semi-annually, whatever. But anytime a gift is made to the trust, then these administrative paperwork needs to be done. So that, but it's a very common trust. And for those folks who have a potential taxable estate, and of course, in 2026, the estate tax exemption will be approximately, we believe, $6.95 million. So if you have an estate in that category, and you have life insurance, hopefully it is in an irrevocable life insurance trust that has been administered properly.
Like I said at the beginning of the program, we're learning a lot today. We've learned about ILITs, common pot, supplemental needs, all types of irrevocable trusts, and we're going to continue our conversation related to irrevocable trusts. If you would like to speak with an elder law attorney and see if this fits your planning, you can go to wgalaw.com, speak with someone on the team at WG Alexander and Associates, get your planning buttoned away. If you would like to also attend one of their free webinars, they do these the second Wednesday of every month. You can go to wgalaw.com, click on that seminars button at the top of the page. There's two webinars that you can sign up for. The morning session deals with long-term care assistance. This is for folks interested in learning more about Medicaid, VA benefits, and forms of financial assistance available to those who are dealing with a long-term care crisis. The afternoon session deals with what we're talking about today, asset protection and trust planning. Both are free to attend. If you're feeling really good, you can sign up for both, but they do go at least an hour and a half, so make sure you've got that time budgeted for you there. Go to wgalaw.com to learn more and to register for the free webinars. We're taking a short break, but we'll be right back. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. I'm Jason Kong. Bill Alexander is joining us via Zoom today, and we are talking all things related to irrevocable trusts. We've gone over a lot of ground so far. Bill covered many different types of irrevocable trusts that are common for what you guys do. What else should we know?
Well, for those families that are in the ultra-high net worth category. So here we're talking about families that are excess of, I would say, $15 million or more. This is a particularly important period of time that they should be taking advantage of. And the reason is this: they can create what's called a SLAT. That is an irrevocable trust that you create for your spouse. And it's also one where your spouse can create a similar but not identical trust for you. Now, why would you want to do that and create irrevocable trusts for each other? Or sometimes it works where the best way to do it is to do a one-way slat for your spouse and you not have to do a slat on the other side for one reason or another. But with that said, right now, the death tax exemption is $13,620,000. And next year, 2025, that exemption will be somewhere close to $14 million. So when you're married, that means that you have the ability right now, if you use this a slat type of trust, to basically put away, in essence, about $28 million in your assets, tax-free, in other words, no tax at all, saving your children millions of dollars in taxes later on. Now, the reason that it's so important is because in 2026, the exemption amount is going to fall back down to $6.95 million. So obviously, if it's $6.95 million times two, that means that a husband and wife could leave up to almost $14 million to their children and grandchildren with no death tax. But those folks who have more than that obviously can save millions of dollars in taxes when the estate tax exemptions fall down to 6.95. So the bottom line is that these high wealth families need to use this type of trust to protect their children from significant estate taxes upon their death. And so these trusts work extremely well to avoid that estate tax. Why? In other words, you create a trust for your spouse and children and grandchildren. Yes, it can be a generation skipping dynasty type trust. And of course, your spouse can create a similar but not identical trust for you at the same time, if that's appropriate. So the bottom line is that this it needs to be taken advantage of. You can create your trust this year and partially fund it and finish funding it next year. Or you create one of the slats this year, you create the other slat next year. There are some particular things with it. These trusts must be funded with separate property. You can't fund it with joint property. And there are a lot of other things, but the fact is you need a good trust lawyer who can help you with that type of trust. Another important trust for those folks who get lucky financially is called a BDIP. And a BDIP trust is to freeze the current fair market value of of property that you expect to highly appreciate in the near future. And in other words, let's say, and I've had this happen a couple different times, where a client owned, stock in a startup company that currently is worth a couple $100,000, but the expectation is that the company is going to be sold to a big company that's going to swallow it up. And that stock could very easily be worth $10 million in a matter of 2 years. So you use a BDIP to take that property out of your estate at $200,000. And it's actually done by a sale to an irrevocable trust that you create. And give a promissory note back for the current fair market value. Now, obviously, there's a lot more into it, but anyone who has, that kind of good fortune in terms of having property that they know is going to be worth a whole lot more money in, you know, 1 to 5 years up the road, then using a BDIT trust is very advantageous because actually you don't even have to file a gift tax return for it because there's no gift involved. And even the interest on the promissory note that comes back to you is not taxable if the trust is done right. So both of those trusts, SLATs and BDITs, are irrevocable trusts that can be extraordinarily helpful to families. Now, you know, in 2026, the advantage of SLATs for extremely high wealth families will go away. And that's why it needs to be done soon, because you can't just do one of these trusts quickly. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into it with not only creating the trust, but funding it properly as well. So very, very important to keep that in mind. Another issue where an irrevocable trust is interesting and helpful is with retirement accounts, because now we know with the SECURE Act that when our retirement accounts go to our children, they only have 10 years to take all of it. And of course, they have a choice of how to take it, but sometimes it's far better. Sometimes people ask us, well, can we stretch that out any beyond 10 years? And there's an irrevocable trust that we can use to actually do that. And to some folks' surprise, it's called a charitable remainder trust. It's where a portion of that money will go to charity. But in essence, what you do is you can leave your retirement account to a charitable remainder trust with an income stream to your child or children for up to 20 years, with the remainder, which has to be at least 10% of what the trust started with, that goes to your selected charity. Now, truthfully, the really nice thing about it is that it's highly likely that your children are going to receive at least as much as they would have received otherwise over that 20-year period. And some money's going to your charity of choice. So it really is pretty sweet when you think about it. It, particularly if you have a situation where a 20-year distribution scheme would be far better for your family than a 10-year forced distribution.
You got to weigh all the options, and we've gone over a lot of irrevocable trusts. We've mentioned BDITs, SLATs, ILITs, common pots, supplemental needs, so much more. It all depends on your needs as an individual. And, you know, if you're in that high wealth category, you want to get a hold of the team at WG Alexander and Associates. Go to WGALaw.com. From there, you can book an appointment. You can also find information about their free webinars. Learn more about long-term care assistance as well as asset protection and trust planning. The webinars are free to attend. You can do so from the comfort of your own home. All you need is a device with internet access and an email address, and you're good to go. The webinars are free to attend. Just go to WGALaw.com to register in advance. The next set of webinars are happening Wednesday, August 14th. Go to WGALaw.com to learn more. A short break and back. You're listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We'll be right back after this. This is Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. Go to WGALaw.com to find more information about speaking with an elder law attorney at WG Alexander and Associates. You can also call the office 919-256-7000. 7000. I'm Jason Kong here with Bill Alexander. Bill, before we head out, do you have a parting thought for us?
I do. In fact, it's really important for folks to understand that irrevocable trust can be useful and extremely helpful to lots and lots of different folks. You don't have to be wealthy or high net worth to where an irrevocable trust can be extraordinarily beneficial to your family. So the fact is that there are lots and lots of different types of trust. And of course, I've only talked about a few of the trusts that can be used to help families. But and I would also repeat that our most common trust, which is a revocable trust for a married couple or a single person, can oftentimes be used to its max by creating irrevocable trust at your death for the benefit of your children or grandchildren. And so that's something that's very common in our practice. But I don't want folks to think that I've covered all of the different trusts that are out there, because there's lots and lots of different types of trusts. And these trusts can be done and used in any kind of situation that will benefit you.
This can all be custom tailored to your needs and your wants when it comes to your planning. So yes, schedule some time to speak with an elder law attorney, or sign up and attend the webinars. If you want to sign up for that afternoon session that covers asset protection and trust planning, just go to wgalaw.com, click on the seminars button at the top of the page to register for free to attend on August 14th. We're out of time for today. On behalf of Bill Alexander, I'm Jason Kong, thanking you so much for listening to Asset Protection Today with Attorney Bill Alexander. We hope you have a wonderful day.